Thick steam swirls in the air. I inhale, pulling the warm tendrils into my lungs. Oh yeah, this is good. I've never been a morning person, but there's something soothing about rolling out of bed and getting in the shower. The pitter-patter of falling water. It could send me back to sleep. I love the warm pressure on my skin. I love the gentle scent of my peppermint shampoo. Moments like these let me reflect. Now that I'm in college, I have new responsibilities. Juggling schoolwork and a social life, it's rough. I have a goal, though. Graduate and become a marine biologist. I've always been fascinated by the animal kingdom. It's a raw, primal universe, a world of danger and adventure. The weak hide and flee. The strong hunt their prey, waiting for the perfect moment to move in. The perfect moment to claim and consume them. Banging erupts against the bathroom door. I tense up. It grows louder. Oh no, not again.
Mark, are you in there?
A deep, gruff voice rumbles behind the bathroom door. Yes, Omar! I'm almost done! I grip the shampoo bottle tight. Omar is my roommate, and he terrifies me. I've lived here for nearly a month now, and we're constantly butting heads. The biggest flashpoint is the shower. Our schedules are too similar, and battles for the bathroom have become frequent.
How much longer?
Maybe 10 minutes?
No, get the fuck out!
A crack echoes as he throws the door open, sending it smacking into the wall. Heavy footsteps approach, casting a tall, dark shadow over the shower curtain. The silhouette sports rounded shoulders with visible contours tracing down the biceps. His forearms are thick. His hands are huge. His chest is wide and powerful like a hero from Greek mythology. The sight causes me to tremble. I'm skinny and short, but that's the least of our differences. He's an exchange student, born into a wealthy Middle Eastern family. I'm a local, funding my education with student debt. We've lived very different lives. A shadowy hand reaches out, gripping the curtain. He rips it away.
Get out!
He stares down at my nude, trembling body. There's hate in his eyes. But please, just a few more minutes! I reach low, covering my dick.
No, time's up.
He grips my arm, pulling me onto the bathroom floor. Powerlessness pulses through my veins. Dripping wet, I scurry like a mouse fleeing an elephant. This isn't the first time he's done this. It always ends the same. I get a burst of adrenaline. My limbs shake. And my dick, it gets hard. I run to my room, slamming the door shut. My dick expands while I grab a towel from the closet and dry off. Thank God he's never seen my dick get hard. If he knew I was gay, it'd all be over. He'd torment me. I know it. It's a cruel twist of fate to be born like this, attracted to men who find you repulsive. Omar treats me like shit, but I can't stop looking at his body. Tall, strong, composed. How could I not be drawn to that? Whenever he brings girls over, I can't help but feel a twinge of jealousy in my heart. His hands were so rough in the shower. What if his touch lingered a bit longer? What if he moved lower? No. I don't have time for this. I stare at my raging erection. It points at the ceiling, the tips slit, wide and wet. It washes over me, the need to masturbate. Which reminds me of my other secret. I have a bad habit. I'm trying to quit. Over the summer, I discovered something dangerous, something dirty and fucked up. It started during a marathon porn session. I was scrolling my phone, beating my dick to hot social media models. Guys with tan skin and ripped biceps. Guys who are straight but have no problem courting gay attention. And that's when I saw him. A young man with buzzed hair, a sharp jawline, and a look of boredom in his eyes. I tapped onto his page and entered a dark world. I wish I never discovered it. The world of FinDom. It's short for financial domination. I don't even know why I tried it. I just sat there, staring at a shirtless photo of that powerful young stallion. He had an otherworldly confidence. I felt drawn. He's the type of guy who can protect you. He's the type of guy who can hurt you. My eyes combed down his striated pecs, focusing on the tight brown nipples. Something stirred in my stomach. A craving for approval.
Sup, fags? Who's paying for my dinner? These biceps need protein. Payment links in bio.
It seemed ridiculous, but down in the comments, gay dudes were sending him money. Hell, taking cash seemed like his full-time job. A cash master. That's what he called himself. It sounded silly, but I was curious. He wanted guys to show respect, to physically acknowledge his strength. My hands were shaking. My heart was racing. It seemed stupid to send a guy money for no reason, but deep down, I felt like he deserved it. He was just so different from your average college boy. A natural leader. So I sent him $10. It was a tiny amount, not a big deal. But it opened the floodgates. It's like smoking your first cigarette. You feel the rush. Your pupils dilate. He sent me a message.
Hey, bud. Great job.
The words were simple, but they had a deep effect. I've spent most of my life afraid of straight bros like him. There's always been a sense that I don't belong in this world, like I'm too different. In that moment, though, everything felt right. My fear melted away while we talked. I opened up. And that's when he started taking. He started draining me.
I work hard in the gym. People should respect that, don't you think?
Yeah. You're so strong. You should be admired.
You like this body? Prove it. I could use new gym gear. Tight muscle shirts. Let's show the physique off.
He said I could be useful. He had a date with a girl coming up. He said I could help him impress her. I could help him stand out and get the recognition he deserved. I started sending more. Each time money left my bank account, my cock grew harder. My heart was on fire. I was speaking openly to a straight college jock for the first time. It was euphoria. We messaged for over an hour. When he left, though, it all came crashing down. Nearly $500 spent. I damaged myself to elevate another man. It was an act with real-world consequences for us both. He took it. He reached into my mind. He knew the buttons to push. It was like operating an ATM. He entered a PIN number and made a withdrawal. I felt stupid, used, taken advantage of. I said I'd never do that again. But a few days later, I felt something terrifying. The pull. I went back to his page. My eyes glazed over when I saw his body. I messaged just to say hi, but it started again. He took from me. I gave it away. It's indescribable, but pleasure in my cock was tied directly to my level of service. The happier I made him, the happier I became.
You're dirty, Mark. Do your friends and family know what you're doing? Do they know you're sending your money to a stranger?
Over the coming weeks, I kept going back. After each session, I felt terrible, a hangover. I kept telling myself to stop, but I kept drifting back to him, entering a sort of trance. When I was sending, it was like nothing in the world mattered. Only masculinity. Only showing appreciation for that god among men. I blew through $1,500. For a guy like me, that's a ton of cash. It was college money, meant to be used for textbooks. By the time I started school, I swore off FinDom. I haven't gone back to that dark place. No matter how good it feels, I need to stay away. It's wrong. People would think I'm a moron if they knew how much I sent. I've been clean for almost a month. I'm done with that weird shit. But right now, feeling alone and weak, the pull is stronger than ever. I wish I could tell Omar how big and inspiring he is. I wish I didn't have to hide. If I go online, I can open up. I can be free. But no. I'm not going to do anything stupid. No FinDom. No cash masters. I'll just scroll more mainstream social media, guys. I'll fantasize. A quick jack-off session. That's good and healthy. Nothing wrong with it. I flop onto my bed, still naked after my shower. After squirting a few pumps of lotion, I grab my phone. My dick quivers while I slather the soft skin and scroll social media. I flip past photo after photo of model-tier college guys. Fucking hell. There's a single ingredient required to become famous on social media. Be hot. God knows these guys aren't popular for brains or talent. But I don't care. These bodies are divine. My eyes rest on a guy roughly my same age. He's leaning against a palm tree at the beach, his chest exposed to the golden sun. His brown hair is fluffy like a cloud. His eyes are green like the palm fronds. Sharp features, hard body, and something else. Something mesmerizing about the relaxed expression on his face. He's incredible. A mythical level of beauty. Adonis. Apollo. Divinity in the flesh. I tap onto his profile. I read the bio.
Jude Anders, 19-year-old college dropout. Show some love.
There's a link to a payment app down below. Huh, that's weird. My dick pulses. No, no, I don't want to relapse. He isn't even a fin dom, dude. It'd be like shooting money into the void. Like lighting it on fire. Fucking stupid. But maybe that's a good thing. It's not weakness. It's just showing support. It's helping a bro. Yeah, it's basically charity. Doing a good deed. My phone quivers in my hand. I tap the link while my brain goes on autopilot. $20. I push the big green send button. Tension bursts from my body. It's like a collapsing dam. Pain and anxiety exits through my fingertips. My cock sings with approval. Yeah, doing a good deed. Nothing this euphoric could possibly be bad. I send him a quick message. Hey man, just send a bit. Hope it helps. Jude is famous. Nearly 1 million followers. He's part of an influencer house. It's basically a group of dudes who live together and pump out social media content. They're all hot as fuck, but none compare to Jude. I stare at a photo of the gang pounding beers on the couch. Jude has a blonde bimbo sitting on his lap. He has another clinging to his arm. There's a confident look in his eyes. Something powerful. His body is hot, but there's something deeper. An aura. My phone vibrates. A message. He actually replied to me. My fingers race to open it.
Thanks, bro.
I read the simple words. Well, that was anticlimactic. Not sure what I was expecting. But another message comes through. A photo. He's lying in bed, hair messy like he just woke up. He's in his underwear, hairy legs and bulge exposed. My eyes widen. My cock pulses. His shaft is visible beneath the fabric, curled around a set of full, healthy balls. Unreal. Perfect body. Perfect cock. How can a human like this exist? Another message pops up.
What do you think?
Wow, you look really good.
Thanks, man. Wanna help?
What do you mean?
You could send money for supplements. Help me grow these muscles. Wouldn't that be sick?
I stare at the screen. What the fuck? But he's not wrong. It'd be kinda cool to help him out, to see him grow. Looking at his photos and knowing that I contributed. Whoa. My dick shudders. My eyelashes flutter. Yeah, it's an investment. How much do you need?
$100 should be a good start.
Isn't that a lot?
I mean, living in LA isn't cheap.
Wait, you're in LA too? I'm going to college here. I'm a freshman.
Oh yeah? Sick. Maybe we could meet up sometime.
Something in my brain snaps. I read those last words over and over again. He doesn't even know me. Why would he say that to a stranger? It doesn't matter. My fingers start moving on their own. I tap the payment link. I send $100. A cold shiver races down my spine. Another wave of relief pulses through my body. It's ethereal. This guy is reaching into me and extracting tension. Sent.
Nice.
Another photo comes through, his tight, hard, flexed bicep.
Bro, you're into dudes, right?
What? Why do you think that?
Usually only gay dudes message me like this.
Oh, yeah, I like guys. It's a secret, though. I'm not out yet.
No worries. I get plenty of messages from guys like you. You're my favorite fans.
Whoa, really? A tiny smile forms on my lips. Handsome and an ally? Is this guy real?
Call me.
He sends voice chat info. I just stare, heart thumping in my chest. This is so strange. I've never met anyone this friendly before. He seems genuine, though. I feel a natural sense of trust. I open the chat app. I call his account.
Hey, man.
His voice vibrates against my ear. Hey. I struggle to get the word out.
Who would have guessed? We both live in the city. Pretty good luck, right?
Yeah.
So your name's Mark? Most guys don't message me using their real social media accounts.
Why not?
I mean, because they're queers, you know?
I guess. My brows furrow.
There's a reason I want to chat. I'm looking for some help. I need someone to help me produce content. Someone to take photos and hold the camera. Want to grow my account?
Whoa, yeah, that'd be cool. So I'd be your cameraman?
Yeah, cameraman and assistant. I can introduce you to other guys in the house. It'll be fun.
Sick, I'm down.
Awesome. I'll be at the beach this afternoon. Stop by, all right? We'll make sure you're a good fit for the job.
Okay. I struggle to suppress a moan. My hand glides over my dick. I pump hard and fast to the deep, silky sound of his voice. The vibrations flow into my ear canals. He's speaking directly into my brain.
Great. This isn't the first time I've done this. I'm experienced, so you can just relax.
What do you mean?
Oh shit. Gotta go, bro. I'll send you the address.
He hangs up. Outside my room, I hear Omar turn off the shower. Fuck. He's coming this way. I toss my phone and scramble to my feet. I shove my lotion-soaked cock into my underwear while my mind reels. I'm still so goddamn horny. I never got to come. There's haze in my mind. What just happened? I messaged a famous social media guy, and he asked to meet up? Fucking unbelievable. That's not normal. Am I dreaming? No. Omar's approaching footsteps sound too real. That bizarre encounter actually happened.
Why is your face all red?
He enters the room, a towel around his fit, narrow waist. I don't reply. I just pull up my jeans, desperate to hide my confused boner. My cock feels incredible. Too incredible. That's dangerous. This has been a preview. For the full audio, visit archervale.com.